talked to Deputy Police Chief Andrew Accord about the purpose of the new body camera program, and here's what he says.
This will enhance our opportunity to document critical incidents. It will enhance officer safety. It will enhance courtroom testimony, which we think will turn into more convictions.
Last year, President Obama pledged to give $75 million to police departments across the country to buy body cameras. Obama's announcement came after months of protesting and unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. He said the death of Michael Brown revealed
a simmering distrust that exists between too many police departments and too many communities of color.
To help build more trust, the Dallas PD will be giving its Central Patrol Division 55 cameras. Eight officers who have unspecified complaints filed against them will also be required to wear the cameras. The department will continue phasing in the devices, batch by batch, to other units across the city until 1,000 are in place. Accord says at the beginning of their shifts, police will boot up their cameras. Though the devices will be on, they won't necessarily be recording.
Well, basically the protocol is that we are going to activate the body camera in all citizen interactions with a law enforcement purpose. If they do not turn the camera on, they will be required to state why.
The cameras are made by the company Taser. They're a little smaller than an iPhone, but much sturdier, and can be worn on the hip or shoulder. This rollout coincides with a new Texas law that took effect yesterday. The bill, sponsored by Dallas State Senator Royce West, offers $10 million in grant money for police body cameras. Kat Chow, KERA News.